You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
A very good evening and a very warm welcome to that exercise appointment you simply cannot miss. We're going to be taking an evening walk down the Lal Street. My name is Rakesh. You're listening to Money Control.
An evening walk down the Lal Street.
Sensex ending at record closing high and Nifty just about below 11,150, and the mid-caps, having given up all their gains, are among the big stories that we'll be tracking today. So, let's get to it. The Sensex was up 33.13 points, or 0.09%, to close at 36,858.23, while the Nifty is down 2.3 points, or 0.02%, to close at 11,132. It was an anti-climax of sorts in the market as benchmarks failed to clock fresh highs, particularly for the Nifty, as they managed to end the day on a mildly higher note. The Sensex, however, has ended at a record closing high. This is the sixth time in the last trading sessions that the index has managed to achieve this feat. In the last hour, some selling in mid-caps, metals, infrastructure, energy, auto and IT names dragged the market lower from the day's high points. The mid-cap index, however, managed to end on a flat note with indeed a negative bias. To recap the big numbers from the street, the Sensex was up 33 points or 0.09% to close at 36,858.23, while Nifty was down 2.3 points or 0.02% to close at 11,132. The market breadth was rather narrow as 1,346 shares advanced against a decline of 1,265 shares, while 172 shares were unchanged. Backed by positive global cues, the Lal Street started the day on a positive note, with the bulls trying hard to get Nifty past the previous record of 11,171, which, as we know, is the lifetime high. But there was resistance around the 11,050 mark, and the index never really managed to sail through this juncture. The market then traded in a tight range throughout the session before taking a turn and ending mildly higher. Let's turn to the second part of the podcast as usual, some stocks in news. We start with Tata Elxsi. Tata Elxsi share price hit an all-time high of 1,478 rupees following a strong operating profit for the quarter ended June 2018. The stock closed 5.5% higher. Shares of Interglobe Aviation, the operator of IndiGo, fell 2.2% as investors reacted to the news of its aircraft getting grounded. Shares of Symphony touched a 52-week low of 1,122.95 rupees on the back of poor June quarter numbers. The stock closed a staggering 19.3% lower. Shares of Wellspun Enterprises dropped 3.2% despite posting strong numbers in the quarter ended June 2018. The company's quarter one net profit was up 99.6% at 22.8 crore rupees against 11.4 crore rupees in the same quarter last fiscal. And finally, my namesake, Rakesh Jhunjhunwala, increased his equity stake in private sector lender Karur Vysya Bank to 4.22% in the April to June quarter. The stock ended flat. To recap, the top gainers on the Nifty today were SBI, Bajaj Finserv, Tata Steel, Adani Ports and HDFC. The top gainers on the Sensex, SBI, Adani Ports, Tata Steel, Vedanta and ONGC. Top losers on the Nifty, NTPC, Lupin, HCL Tech, Idea Cellular and Axis Bank. Top losers on the Sensex, NTPC, Axis Bank, Power Grid Corp, Asian Paints and Bharti Airtel. And finally, let's look outwards and see what the Lal Street equivalents from across the world have been doing today. European markets, which are still trading, are trading around the flat line as investors looked for cues from a meeting between the European Commission and President Donald Trump, as well as earnings updates. The pan-European Stoxx 600 has managed to trade flat. At the time of me telling you this, Britain's FTSE 100 is down 0.66%, Germany's DAX down 0.23%, and the pan-European Stoxx 600 down 0.07%. Bucking the trend just about is France's CAC, which has just entered in the green, up 0.01%. And what happened to the Asian markets that have closed? Markets in Asia closed mixed today on Wednesday, with indices in Japan as well as Hong Kong ending higher, tracking good handover from Wall Street. Japan's Nikkei 225 closed higher by 0.46% or 103.7 points at 22,614. Hang Seng was up 0.9%, whereas mainland China's Shanghai Composite was down 0.07%. Well, that's all the news from Dalal Street and the other stock markets from across the world. We will see you first thing in the morning tomorrow with what we can expect from the markets and indeed some stocks for you to pick. Until then, this is me, Rakesh, on behalf of the podcast desk here at Money Control, saying thank you for joining us and do stay logged on to moneycontrol.com to be a smart listener and an even smarter investor.
This is an exclusive podcast on Money Control.